American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Israel's parliament is scheduled to vote on a pair of bills that would severely restrict the UN agency responsible for distributing aid in Gaza, strip it of legal immunities, and limit its ability to support Palestinians in East Jerusalem and the West Bank. The vote that would strip the agency of its ability to operate in Israel is expected this evening at the start of the parliament's winter session. The Philadelphia district attorney has sued the CEO of X, Elon Musk, over his million-dollar giveaway to voters who sign a petition promising to protect the First and Second Amendments. Here's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal.
District Attorney Larry Krasner's lawsuit was filed in Philadelphia. It alleges Elon Musk's million-dollar giveaways to voters is an illegal lottery, noting that he takes people's personal information in exchange for money. The Justice Department warned Musk last week that the giveaways by Musk's America Super PAC may violate election law, that you cannot pay people to register to vote. Musk has said it's for people who sign a pledge to protect the Constitution. However, you must be registered to vote in a swing state to qualify.
In presidential election poll news, Outlet 538's polling average has Kamala Harris with a 1.4% lead over Donald Trump. The Real Clear Politics polling average shows Trump with a less than 1 percentage point lead over Harris. Vice President Kamala Harris and her campaign continue to push abortion as their main theme. Meg Kilgannon, FRC Senior Fellow for Education Studies, joined Washington Watch.
The idea that the American people want to hinge their vote on an issue like abortion, I think just shows somewhat that the campaign and the Democratic Party in general is very out of touch with what the very real needs of American citizens are. And honestly, we've never been a country that solves our problems by killing people who are inconvenient. It reflects that her opinion of the American people is rather low.
Harris continues to point the finger at pro-life laws for killing women. Kilgannon talked about a woman in Georgia that went to North Carolina for a surgical abortion.
She was late for her appointment, and they gave her an abortion pill and sent her home to have the abortion herself. So the people who are pushing abortion pills have turned every woman's home into a back alley. What the fear around the abortion pill and that they have created over the fact that people are trying to protect life in many states across the country means that if a woman is having intense cramping or she's suffering heavy bleeding as a result of having taken this pill, they're often discouraged from seeking help.
She went on to say that women in these situations are encouraged to lie to medical personnel regarding taking pills for an abortion. A new survey reveals that nearly 80% of U.S. college faculty are in favor of the Democrat presidential ticket for the upcoming election. Here's AFN's Bronson Woodruff.
The Inside Higher Ed Hanover Research Survey reported asking more than 1,100 faculty members across the U.S. who they plan to support. It found that 78% said they plan to vote for Harrison Walz, 8% said they plan to vote for Trump and Vance. Spencer Brown is the Chief Communications Officer for Young America's Foundation. He tells AFN the outnumbering here is not surprising.
Faculty, administration, basically everyone in charge of higher education today at a majority of schools is fully aligned with the left, and I would say is aligned with the far left when you look at the encampments that were allowed last semester, if you look at the way that they treat conservative students and conservative speakers.
While these are kids who don't know how the world works, Brown says the growing up part may never happen.
Yeah, I think the conventional wisdom for a long time was that once these students get away from universities, that they would sort of enter the quote-unquote real world and would grow up and realize that, you know, high taxes are not a good thing, that they want government out of the way, that they become more sort of freedom and family-minded. But we've seen, I think, especially just in the last 5 to 10 years, that instead of growing up once they hit the so-called real world, these leftist students and activists actually just forced their will on the real world.
He added that's why he thinks groups like Young America's Foundation are so important. It's a way to introduce conservative ideas to these young people who otherwise may never even hear conservative ideas. Maybe those ideas will take root later in their lives.
See more at AFN.net.